This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, you were talking off air
Wait. What are you going to... You really can't. If that was the other thing I was talking about?
Yeah.
No.
Why not?
Really, no. It's fresh.
What? No, we can just say...
No, we can't say anything.
No. There's a list out.
Oh, let's just do the list. But
that's what I'm saying.
Okay,
I'm not saying the other thing.
All right, so here's the thing. I was telling BJ, this is a true story. So I was telling BJ, they came out. This is five promises that couples make to each other. And if you make these five promises, they say that these couples that make these five promises stay together forever.
So these five promises will keep you together.
Yeah.
But you got to commit to them.
And I was telling BJ, this is why I'm single, because I can't.
And you only read one to me, and I said no.
Yeah, that's the one I was like.
Just the start.
Yeah. So the first one is that you say, but I think this is a vow anyway, that I promise to love you every day, right?
Yeah,
and
that's easy.
Even though I have my moods, no matter what, I will always love you.
The love will always be there.
We can get angry, we can argue, it doesn't mean...
Because I still will love you.
Well, yeah.
That's easy, right? Because if you love somebody, you love somebody.
Check mark. I'm checking them all.
Okay, so that one's easy because, I mean...
Love you, dear.
Even if you hate somebody at that moment, you always love them, right?
Yes, okay. Yes.
All right, I promise to choose you first. Yeah,
over
that one's
what?
That one over anything and everything.
Priority is number one.
Yeah. That's not going to work for me.
Ooh, that's a tough one, too.
I'm
going to put an X on that one, okay?
Yeah.
All right,
Because
so
I have, like, a lot of things I like to do and stuff, and
yeah,
so I choose me over you a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I would have loved for Kansas City to won last night.
Yeah.
I had money on them.
Yeah. So,
I
like, you
that.
Choose football over your wife.
I've done it.
I promise to take responsibility even if I'm wrong.
Well, there's another X.
That is hard to do, though.
Not every single time. There are times I'm going to be wrong, but I'm going to stick to it, man. you are not going to get the I'm wrong out of me.
Yeah.
Now, there are times that I will give in when I know that it's not a biggie.
You're not going to win is what you mean.
Right. Well, there are times that I know I'm not going to win, and I'm still going to stick to my story.
Yeah, okay? Yeah.
So I'm going to put an X on that one.
Right. Yeah,
so far, I got one.
I promise to say yes. Even if I don't feel like doing something, I promise to say yes.
Well, that's a fat no.
Oh, my God. It's so funny that we're talking about this, because my girlfriend's, we were all talking yesterday about you guys, you men, right? And she just brought up that she doesn't like to do his hobbies, but that always happens, right? It always happens. We don't like your hobbies. You don't like our hobbies.
Ours is completely opposite. Our hobbies.
Your hobbies, right. Yeah.
She loves running. I hate running.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
She loves to go to pottery. I don't have any desire to go to pottery. But anything I like sports, whatever, she hates it.
And she said that she always does what he wants. Like, you know, he likes to go hike or whatever. So she always goes hiking and stuff.
Yeah.
And she goes, but I love to go shopping and have lunch, and he doesn't want to do that. And I'm like, what man wants to go shopping?
I don't know what you're expecting.
And she goes, well, he could at least do lunch.
Do lunch, and then I'll bounce. We'll drive separately lunch, and then you can go shopping.
But he doesn't like to have lunch either.
That's the problem, though. I mean, if you do the lunch, you got to do the shopping. So you're kind of trapped.
I've never dated anybody that wants to go shopping and do lunch.
No.
Ever.
No.
Because shopping's always one-sided. Like, I'm gonna watch you try on clothes, and then I'm just going to sit there.
Yeah. And then you're going to give me crap. They spent too much money on this thing. And,
yeah.
You know, it's just not fun.
Well, and if you're like me, I'm not even in the shop. Even if I were going and she was trying on hers and me being able to look at other stuff for me, I'm just not into shopping.
Right.
That's it.
And I posted, like, last week, that guy that was shopping with his wife, and she was so excited to go to, like, Mervin's or... No, what's that home place? Anyway, she was so excited.
At Home.
at home to get all our fall decor, right? And he's just like, we don't need another throw pillow. It's like, don't take a guy when you're going for that stuff because they don't get it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Jamie.
So
it's a lot easier to show
fun.
Up at home for Lisa. It's a lot easier on both of us. If she shows at home with stuff that I would never, ever like, not approve, that's not the right word, but I would be rolling my eyes. Yeah. I'd be like, well, why are you buying that? It's a lot easier on both of us if she just shows up at home with it instead of me being at the store as she picks it out and pays for it.
So I don't know like what she thinks about. I mean, I know her husband. There's no way it'd be fun to shop with him.
No.
I don't know what, like in her head, she has this romance or something about, we'll go shopping in Cherry Creek and then we'll have lunch.
And we'll be laughing the entire time.
It'll be glorious. Here's how it goes. You'll hate what he's wearing. He wore something stupid. It'll start off bitching. Then you don't like where you went to eat because you didn't want to eat there, but he doesn't want to go where you want to go eat because it's too expensive. And then he is like, why are we here? All these places are too expensive. It's going to end up in misery.
You know, I feel like, too, that if you're going to stay together forever, and the criteria is you have to say yes to everything, I do think that would work, but I think it's all one-sided.
Yep.
I don't think it's both doing this. I think it's one-sided. I'll give you an example. I've got an aunt and an uncle, right? All their lives as married, and they've been together for probably 40 years, okay? But everything they've ever done is what he wants to do. She never did anything that she wanted to do. And she just said yes to his every request.
Well, that's not fun either, though.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It turns out to be one way if you agree to this in most cases, I think.
Well, I was just telling her, like, maybe you should find other things besides shopping and lunch. Like that you want to do.
Yeah, like a more common ground where you could both get into it.
Yeah, but she's like, but that's what I really
want
to
do. Yeah, but that's faking it.
Yeah, that's true.
That's not what she really wants to do. What she really wants to do is shopping and lunch. And he doesn't want to do it. But I mean, there is no.
And I'm not going to tell the story again, but the reality is they're not going to have fun doing that.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right. That's like with Lisa and I, that for me to go out and look for something that we both enjoy, I literally down deep probably wouldn't enjoy it because now I'm having to search for something.
Right?
That really is outside of what I really like. You
but
know?
That's why I think why I think Groupon is so great.
Yeah.
Because Groupon, you both have to do something that sucks. Like ballroom dancing.
Yeah.
Like I got us a Groupon for ballroom dancing. Neither one of us want to go do it.
Exactly.
But we did it and it was super fun.
Right.
You know, so if you both agree to do something that sucks, yay! Yeah.
Sometimes it comes out all right.
And then after we do it, we both agree to never do it again.
Exactly.
That's what we agree on. Never do that again.
All right. And then the final promise that you both agree on. What? I promise to be your hero. What the hell is that?
Well, that's true. That's the role I play. I'm the hero.
It says when life is challenging and even when it's not, you deserve a champion. Someone who will be there for you, love and support you unconditionally, no matter what. I commit to being your hero and helping you feel emotionally and physically safe and secure. I believe in you and I believe in us. Oh my God. This is not
Here's
reality.
How you be a hero. You stay employed.
Yeah, what?
Keep a check coming in, man.
Yeah,
that's how you're a hero.
Right there.
You keep that check coming in. That's how you do it.
Well, I think
both sides. I'm saying both sides.
Here's the thing is nobody can live up to how my dad could fix everything. You know what I mean? Like just Bob could fix every kind of car, every kind of thing that in our house. And so I'm always disappointed in men like they can never be my hero because they can't fix
Those are some big shoes to fill right there. Those,
yeah. I know, I'm always like, oh my God, he has to call somebody. Yeah, you guys do like let us down a lot in that area. You know that?
You do, Carson. Hey, we'll be right back. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.